this is Gilbert El Nino Melendez, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josiah Sinatra.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 159. I'm Josiah Sinatra, for the villain on Twitter, comic_syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my two friends and co-hosts.
Bam the Beater.
What's up? It's Sadie.
Sadie's here.
Sadie, man. What's up? What's good, dude?
What's up, everybody?
Long time no see. 2 days.
Hey, man.
Good to see you this weekend.
Yeah. I invited myself, so I said, hey, let me on.
Cool. Yeah, well, definitely, man. I mean, you're a co-host anyways. We love having you guys on. We love having you and Serge on. Tell our listeners that I don't know you, what you've been up to. It's been a good year since we've had you on.
Yeah, Adam looked at me like I was going to serve him, like, divorce papers or some child papers or something. I'm
you
dressed.
You are not the father.
This is what I wear every day now. I got to dress kind of nice and wear some.
Very nice. When he came in, I was like, Secret Service, and what the fuck's going on here, dude?
And it had to have been a year ago because down here in my notes I have episode 59. 100 episodes ago.
It was it?
Really? Well, no, but this is hilarious. I'm glad you're here because we hit this last week. We named episode 59. Which one was it? Pep Talk Gone Wrong.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, when Adam wanted me to get him a job in my place.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's like, I can pick up clothes, he said.
I can fold.
Exactly.
You know, it's cool. I can drive a fucking car.
Yeah, so it's funny how we know what it means, the episodes right off the bat.
Well, because I got a job like that for like a day, and it was with your buddy, our buddy.
Pablo. Yeah.
And it was delivering Amazon.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember.
Like a hundred and
yeah.
plus. But you guys are on a route, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you don't have to go find this fucking...
No, that's that too.
This motherfucker lives in an apartment somewhere.
That's a... Yeah, I used to be a mailman, too, so...
Oh,
I
yeah.
I imagine, so... I'd have to do, like, 600 deliveries a day.
The fuck,
yeah. On my
you gotta be real fit, and like last week went to the doctors. You guys didn't hear it, but
oh, it was a funny episode last week. Sorry about that.
It's official. Guy. I'm overweight.
What?
Yeah.
So
I want a second opinion.
I got three opinions: my wife and the doctor.
Tell us what you did this weekend, because we'll go into what we went into or did this
weekend. This weekend, what did I do this weekend? We went Sam shopping for foods. We were trying to do some prep foods. We were making, try to stop eating out as much.
Good.
And we did pretty much just chill, man. Hang out. We wanted to go to the movies. We never got there. So I wanted to see those
Magnificent Seven?
That and the other one with the kids where they turn into shit.
Oh, the Peregrine Falcons?
Yeah,
or something?
Yeah, some shit. I heard it's a really good book. It's like the next Harry Potter.
I heard something like that, man. All right, man. Well, Sadie, what'd you do this weekend? I caught you this weekend, man.
Yeah. We got together over the weekend, right? And we went to go see our boy, Gilbert Melendez, get inducted into our high school Hall of Fame. And ran into a lot of old faces, you know.
That was
back in the day, teammates, old wrestlers of mine that I coach as well. And it was a fun time. I couldn't believe how many different kind of athletes we had at our school professional football players, Olympians, everything.
Wrestling, and yeah, it was sports throughout the years of San Antonio High School.
Nice.
So like you know, Sadie said, Olympic divers, professional football players, baseball players, a Galaxy player. So it was cool. It was a cool experience.
It was pretty cool.
The talent that San Antonio High School has, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, way cool, dude.
We actually had brothers come to our school at one point.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a lot of black people there because they went there like in the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, then only little Mexicans now from
little here wrestlers, on
We also had Bean, Tony Perez get entered, Jose Leon.
I remember Bean.
And Glab, and then Gilbert Melendez, too. Yeah. And Mr. Alvarado got inducted, which is pretty cool.
I like Mr. Alvarado.
I love that guy. Great teacher, dude.
Good teacher, man. He's always plays that fucking Braveheart music where you're doing shit.
Just about, the classical music all the time.
I remember.
So that was, like you said, man, great to see everyone.
Right? Yeah, and you know, that shout out that Gilbert... jumped on the Wolfpack, but I don't remember hearing about the quad or the, because and that's what they went by in high school. These dudes,
the quad,
there's a guy on our fantasy, Manny.
Manny,
the quad.
Yeah, I teased him too. I go, hey, where was your shout out? I only heard the Wolfpack and Sadie and brother and Rat.
Yeah, and actually, I got to interview Gilbert real quick. If you guys want, we can play it real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, cool, man. This does happened it mention on the quad Saturday. After? I'm sorry?
Does it mention the quad there? No, just fuck with you.
Fucking ass. All right,
guys. This is Josias Arbello here at our alma mater, Santa Ana High School. I'm here with a fucking very special friend I haven't seen forever. Gilbert Melendez.
What's up, bro?
What's up, dude? How you been?
Everything's been great. Great to be back here in Santa Ana and on your podcast with you, bro.
Yeah, man. Well, first of all, congratulations on your Hall of Fame inductee, man.
Thank you very much.
That was very cool to see you. Everything, dude.
Yeah, definitely cool, man. Definitely a great experience being part of Santa Ana. I mean, a lot of my foundation was built here, and all the tools I got from that wrestling program, I still use to this day.
Yeah, man. Well, we're stoked to see you, man. I mean, it's great to see you fight and see you in the UFC now, which is great. How's that experience been for you?
Dude, it's been wild, man. It's fun to be finally in the UFC. You know, fighting for the UFC titles twice has been great, and you know, just to be a part of the sport of MMA is fun. You know, and I had a long ride. I fought in Japan for Pride and Shudo out there, and you know, fought in Hawaii, and you know, fought for WEC and Strikeforce, and you know, now UFC. So you know, you just gotta enjoy the journey, and I have been, and you gotta just never lose sight of that. But yeah, it's been great, man. It's fun knocking heads.
Well, good to have you back. I know you're doing the family thing. What you got going on this weekend? I know you got a busy schedule heading back. You said Monday, right?
Yeah, heading back Monday, but just, you know, here to see the community, the family, the, you know, the friends, and, you know, make it down here as much as possible with the busy schedule, though. Every time I'm here, I miss it, but I do plan on coming here a lot more often when things slow down.
No, for sure, man. Well, even when we get together amongst the guys, dude, the things that we love and we even talk about amongst each other as, you know, the boys, is like, fucking Gilbert, dude. That guy's still fucking down to earth.
Man.
Like, so it's good to see that you're still humble, man.
Absolutely, bro. I mean, you know, wrestling's a humbling sport, fighting's a humbling sport, and I don't forget where I'm from. And yeah, man, I take pride in keeping it real, bro. There's no reason to act like something we're not, man. You know, we're all human beings out here, and you know, we all have the same struggles, and we all have the same things that make us happy, and you know, we're all one, as they say.
I like that, man. Okay, if you had any advice to give to up and comer fighters, or just, you know, what advice would you
give? I get asked that a lot, and for me, it's find a teammate or a training partner who has the same desire and passion as you. It's not always easy to afford a gym, you know, so take that partner with you and you know, go on YouTube and train together, run together, you know, hold pads for each other, try the moves on each other, and, you know, and join the wrestling team. That's for free, so,
awesome, man.
So do that, man.
Yeah, man. All right, Red Bull, I appreciate your time. I've been wanting to get you on the podcast forever,
dude. Yeah, better late than ever, and I'm going to come back again. I want to talk more.
We talk everything.
We
talk sex, we talk what the fuck news, we talk fucking, again, sports, so just to shoot the shit with you on any other topic would be fucking dope, man.
That'd be great, man. It's a pleasure, and good to see an old friend always.
Likewise, homie. Thanks.
All right, man.
That was good.
That was a good interview.
That was good. We talked sex. Let's talk sex.
I went sex with Gilbert. I know. Like, but again, our podcast, we do talk about everything.
We do.
I mean, it's the Comic Syndicate, but you know, we can kill everything in an hour.
So yeah, it's good, man.
I'm always confident in that, dude. So speaking of, we're episode 159. Episode 59 was Pep Talk Gone Wrong. We hit Twitter Love Shoutouts,
and fuck, I felt week still 2 recap. From that Pep Talk.
Week 3 predictions.
I saved you.
You did save me.
I saved you.
Okay. And he's a coach now.
Yeah.
He's a coach.
I'm much better.
I'm much better. I love making kids cry.
We spoke about what the fuck news. Woman allegedly points rifle at boy playing clarinet outside. Man charged with using shock collar on child. Convicted killer murders fiance, eats her brains.
That was smart of him.
That would be
there.
Get rid of the evidence.
Come previews. Anyway, there we go. We hit Fantastic Four number 10, Annihilator number 1, Amazing Spider-Man number 7, Magneto number 9, East of West number 15, and subscribe to the podcast. Sadie was on that show too, man. Do you remember any of those topics?
That's the one we talked about too.
Yeah.
Shit.
Right? Time flies by, dude. So I've been doing this since we started episode 140 around there. I've been pulling that back episodes, 100 episodes prior. So we can let our listeners know this is what we spoke about 100 episodes ago. So people can jump back into those ones.
Get in them.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. All right, man, let's hit it. Dude, do you guys have anything else you guys want to talk about?
That I kicked your ass yesterday.
Ooh, I knew it was going to go there.
Got my ass kicked.
Speaking of, feel free, talk shit, because there's a beast in that chat room, and he's a little shit talker.
Besides me?
okay, you're the king of the gifts. I talk mad shit.
Who else is the other mad shitter?
It's just Tate and I. We're the ballsiest ones. Yeah, in
Paul
there,
will talk shit from time to time.
Yeah. People will send more pictures than anything, but Tate and I were like, fucking, we'll give it to you. We'll give you an earful, man. Jeez. All right, we're in football talk now. You are spanking me up in fantasy football. Fuck. I don't know. No excuses.
Hey, man, I enjoy football more. Yeah. Now that I joined doing the fantasy with you guys.
Awesome, man.
After
that,
I was like, fuck yeah, man. I can't look. I look forward to it.
Wait till you lose and you're like, fuck yeah, my life. Yeah,
oh, no,
and
dude.
And then your fucking team
I'm
loses.
I'm pissed because the guy that I played last week, I'm like, I got enough. I got a giant spread on him. I want to just experiment and fuck with guys. And the guy that I pulled out scores 30 points, but the other guy I put in scores me like 2 points, and I
never do that anymore.
Okay, since we're on football though, did you guys catch the games, and do you guys have any takeaways from week 4, or just football in general? I can start it off. That way you guys can add on from there, and I got scores. Game of the week, in my opinion, the Raiders-Ravens.
That was a great game.
The Raiders won
at the end. Nail-biter game, dude.
Raiders are coming up, dude.
They played a good, solid team in the Ravens. What else did I say? I saw the Niners-Dallas game. Kind of boring.
Yeah.
Although Dak Prescott, that quarterback for Dallas, is looking pretty good.
He's getting a little better, yeah.
Niners, I don't know what to think of them. Arizona, Carolina are not as strong as they were whatsoever.
They're losing
to last season. Yep.
Fuck.
They're going after Cam a little more. They're hitting him hard.
Did you see any games that stood out to you, Sam?
I saw some of the. I was checking on your team, the Steelers, just because. You're gonna catch me up. You're gonna catch up on these points. I was like, but luckily it wasn't
as much, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good game. We need to play like that all the time. I would love to see that team play your boys the week prior. Didn't happen. Last week's football talk was great, dude. Your boys lost.
They did. That's what happens when you have a quarterback, bro. We got Brady coming back. He's going to rise on Sunday. Do they have a bye week this week?
You guys don't know.
So Brady is coming. He's going to, you know, go down on Friday and rise on Sunday.
Speaking of, let's do it. If you guys don't have any more takeaways, what we enjoyed, I mean, it was a good football day.
I was not a good football day.
Sunday, dude, like I tell you, I got Sunday ticket, red zone,
I should have hit you up. Your next
all
day,
day
up
dude,
up,
I just
dude.
Chill the fuck out. My wife, she's like, I guess this is Sunday. Yep.
Yeah, tell
and
me.
She lets me. She chills and watches games, too.
That's
but
good.
She still don't get into it.
All right, let's talk about Thursday, then. We have Cardinals at 49ers. Sadie started it.
That's going to be crappy. So
it's going to be a terrible game. That whole division sucks right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Niners.
All right, Sadie.
That Carlos Hyde guy is good.
Yeah, running back. That's
I'm
going to
go Niners.
Adam, I will go. Oh, jeez. Yeah, I'll go Cardinals. All right, next one's going to be Sunday morning's games. Texans at Vikings. Vikings are 3-0. Texans are 3-1. And Vikings play tonight. They're playing right now. I'm going Vikings. They're a strong defense team right now.
Are they playing against Houston?
Yeah.
Both of them won. 3 wins, so.
I'll go Houston, just to go different.
I'm gonna go Vikings.
All right. Next one's gonna be the Bears at the Colts. Adam, take it.
I'm gonna go Bears. I hate Cutler, dude. Everyone hates Cutler.
Hoyer's playing.
That's
and they actually won.
Finally,
his fucking wife.
They won. They played pretty good.
I'm gonna go Colts on that one just because I'm anti Cutler and I got to see his face.
I'm gonna go Bears.
Bears for Stadium. All right. Next one's gonna be Jets at Steelers. Jets are 1-3, Steelers are 3-1. You guys know where I'm going, Steelers.
I'm going to go Steelers.
I'll go Steelers.
All right, Adam and Sadie. Next one's going to be Titans at Dolphins. Both 1-3 at Dolphins.
Yeah, but Titans look good this weekend. I'm going to go Titans.
All right, Sadie, here you go.
Where are you going?
I'll go the opposite of what you go for.
I'm going to go Titans.
All right. Adam, surprise. And I'll go over last Fuck week's Dolphins. Numbers, too. Next one's going to be your boys, dude. Eagles at Lions. 3-0 against 1-3 in Detroit.
Eagles are going to stomp on them.
I agree. Your defense is fucking solid. And
I just picked up your defense, too.
Wentz is really good, dude. Yeah. So I'll back you up on that, Sadie. All right, Adam.
I'll go opposite.
Oh, jeez. All right. Next one's going to be
Make it interesting.
Patriots 3-1 minus Brady, but you guys have him back at Browns.
Come on, we're going to sweep that? Come on, bro.
We're going to sweep that?
Brady's going to come back pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Sweep it, right?
Next one's going to be your Redskins at Ravens. Redskins are 2-2. Ravens are 3-1. It's in Baltimore again.
I'm going to go I'm Ravens.
Ravens. Yeah. All right, sweep on
They're
that
They're
going
to be pissed because of the Raiders.
Just about you. Next one's going to be Falcons at Broncos. Falcons are 3-1. Dude, Julio Jones.
300
no joke,
yards,
dude. Wow. And even Matt Ryan was through 500, over 500.
Who had Matt Ryan? Who's playing?
I don't know who had Matt Ryan.
I had Julio, though. That's it. That's all that matters.
Jesus. I'm going to go...
against Broncos defense. So technically, Broncos this is, should be a great
tough.
Game.
It's going to be a tough
and
game.
And it's... at Denver, dude.
No, I'm gonna go Broncos.
Me too.
Sadie.
You have Julio Falcons, Jones, yeah. You have to go Falcons.
I'm gonna go Falcons.
They pass a lot.
I'll go Falcons.
The defense is great, though. That's
2-2 Bengals at Cowboys, 3-1.
I'm gonna go Bengals.
They're in my division. I'm gonna go Cowboys, and it's my sister's
Bengals. Because you gotta go Cowboys.
Yeah.
Cowboys.
Next one's gonna be Chargers at Raiders. Chargers are 1-3. They lost at the end to New Orleans. At Raiders 3-1.
Raiders, man.
Raider fucking nation up in here, dude. We never say
wow.
that.
Wow, Raiders.
Next one's going to be Bills at Rams. Bills are 2-2. Rams are 3-1.
Ooh, that's...
I don't like...
You know what? I'm going to go with the Rams.
Yeah, I'm going to go... I gotta be Bills. Over. They beat my team. Fuckers. Yeah. This is a boring-ass game anyways.
Adam, I didn't see
16-0.
It. 16-0. Like I'll go Bills on that just to switch it up. Next one. Giants play tonight. They're playing the Vikings. They should be getting rocked. Giants 2-1. At Packers 1-3.
Packers.
Yeah.
Fuck Eli, dude.
Adam.
Yeah, Packers.
Yep. All right. And next one, Monday Night Football is going to be Buccaneers at Panthers. Buccaneers are 3-1. Panthers are 1-3.
I'm going to be taking a nap.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
That next Monday. That's
I'm
what
gonna
I'm going
to
be
Buccaneers,
doing.
Dude. Panthers
I have
again.
To go, I have to go Bucks.
We
just lost.
Panthers are going to kill them.
All right, there you go. For
you think Panthers
they're still in there, man. It's just, it's little, lost, like, it's, little it's little, it's little. It's little tweaks.
Carson Palmer got hit with a concussion, and so is Cam Newton. Concussion protocol right now.
Oh, so.
The teams we have on bye right now, or week 5, is going to be Jacksonville, Kansas City, New Orleans, and Seattle.
Fucking Kansas, dude. I have their defense, and it's. I got 32 points last week.
All right, man. And speaking
negative 2 points this
Speaking
week.
Of last week, you won 6 games. Sergio won 4 games. His worst week he's had. I won 9 games. The totals are, you're at 30. Sergio's at 25. I'm at 33. So I'm owning you guys for right now, man.
Fucking whatever.
All right, man. We have some fuck news, I guess, if I can find them. All right, guys. For the month of October, we normally go... spooky news.
Spooky.
So I'm going to go off some things here, and if you guys personally have any scary stories in your life that you guys have, this is the month. 4 weeks, back to back to back to back, we talk spooky, and I find articles or pull more articles worth more spooky, creepy, stuff like that. So listeners, if you're listening to this at night by yourself, you're going to wet your pants.
Whoa.
All right, this first one's going to be, this happened, this one came out 6/24/2015, but they're still trying to figure out what to do about this. Couple flees with $1.3 million dream home after threats from, quote unquote, The Watcher. Family has been forced to flee their new $1.3 million home in Westfield, New Jersey after repeatedly receiving threatening packages from a person who calls themselves The Watcher, quote unquote. CBS New York reports that the packages are from someone who claims the 6-bedroom home, quote unquote, has been the subject of my family for decades. I have been put in charge of watching and waiting for its second coming, one of the letters reportedly reads. Two others allegedly refer to the couple's young children. I am pleased to know your names now and the name of the young blood you have brought to me, nice. One reporter says. Another asks, have they found out what's in the walls yet? In time they will.
Wow.
So new family moves into this house and they start receiving these fucking letters.
They need to catch that UPS guy, dude.
His name is Adam Garza.
Similar to a kind of story that I have. I used to live at this house... over on, over by like French and by Logan, where
yes.
that area over in Santa Ana.
Santa, yeah.
And this house was always super cold. And then this lady tells my wife, she goes, hey, do you know what happened at the house you guys live in? And I was like, no,
fuck,
really?
How old were you?
I don't want to know.
Because that was the first house that I lived after I moved out of my mom's.
Okay.
So I was like 25, 26. And I'm like, what are you talking? She's like, yeah. She goes, in that room that's in the back,
holy
that's
shit.
An extra room. That's where my brother would sleep.
Oh, wow.
And it was always cold as hell, he said. There's a room in there, and in the closet, they murdered this kid.
Get the fuck out of here.
They murdered this kid there. And they put him, they stuff him up in the top part of the closet, is what the lady says. And I was like, you're kidding me? She's like, no. And unfortunately, it was like, what the fuck? And the thing is that I would clearly hear like inside of the living room, like in your outside living room or something. Yeah. I hear,
like, oh, that's nice. Get the
like fuck laughing, out. And then I go like, hey, my youngest at the time was one. She barely could walk.
Where's the baby at?
Yeah, and I go, hey, why is Jada outside? Why is she in the kitchen? She's like, what are you talking about? I go, she's not in the kitchen. She's like, no, she's asleep. I go, I could have sworn Jesus. I just heard the kid laughing outside in the kitchen.
Yes, Marley.
She's like, you heard that too? I was like, what the
Well, thanks fuck? For telling me sooner, right. man.
Yeah.
Wow, crazy.
So this lady just came up to you with
the lady lived next door.
Fucking nice little...
Yeah.
Stroking her cat.
Warming gift for you guys.
Oh, dude,
by the way, this
that's a good story to start off with, dude. So this is our creepy story vibe. The couple has filed a lawsuit against the previous owners, who they claim failed to inform them about, quote-unquote, the watcher before the sale, despite being aware of the individual. So even the people that sold the house to them knew
about it. You have to tell people.
Yeah, Westfield's mayor says the letters have been classified as a disorderly person's crime. Our police department conducted an exhaustive investigation based on the factual circumstances and evidence available.
$1.3 million. So what do you do?
Hey, and I used to with the house that I rented. Mm-hmm. The old lady who rented us the house,
yeah,
was like in her 80s, and she came one time, and she had like Parkinson's, and she was just like looking at us, and she like smiles and she goes, have you guys heard anything? And I'm like,
what?
What are you talking? She's like, you ever heard anything? Ever heard anything yet? I was like, no, it was before we, and I was just like, she goes, you will. And
then wow, that's gnarly, dude.
And I'm telling you, the lady that doing this,
yeah,
and she's like, yeah, like that cat lady from The Simpsons that washes the cats. That was her.
So yeah, right. I never had to deal with that kind of shit, dude.
That's good.
Well, you know, Margot's told me that
I've had to though. You'll go for it.
She said that
we have all month to do this to go for these stories. Too,
whatever you do, don't fuck with the. There's like a little attic space right between. There's a bathroom and a room and a room and a room and there's an attic space. And she goes, just don't fuck with it. Don't poke at it and shit. And like, what are you talking about?
Don't throw holy water at it.
Yeah, yeah. Don't fuck, because I guess I should get her on the show.
Yeah, dude.
To talk about.
Well, she's been on the show last experience week, dude, with so this.
Because she tells me she's like she can go into a house and feel stuff. So she went to this haunted house one time, and it was like one of those shows where you go and you walk through. You pay money to walk through it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she went up these steps. And then her neck started hurting like bad, like
somebody was choking her or something.
Choking her, and I guess she said, "I gotta get out of here." So I guess I guess someone hung themselves. The lady that lived there fucking hung herself from like the rafters.
That's nuts, dude.
So I mean, she get on the show. She says it better.
Yeah, definitely, dude. Okay, I got a grip load. So for the month, we can go through this throughout the whole time. I'm gonna add one more: the sleepwalking suicide. Soon after 18-year-old Carissa Glenn moved into her new Cornwall flat, she began sensing a presence. She had the feeling that someone or something was there when she was alone at night, and she often brought it up with family and friends over the month or so that she lived in the flat. She could hardly have been that surprised. She'd heard a rumor before moving in that the previous tenant had hanged himself.
Wow.
According to her friends, she would have, so pretty much what you said, would have extraordinarily vivid nightmares about hanging, in addition to the feelings of being haunted. Her friends were concerned as Carissa had a history of sleepwalking and of acting out her dreams, and though the rumor about the previous tenant actually proved false, Carissa may have just been haunted after all. On April 14, 2008, the happy young woman who had been out for drinks with friends the evening before hung herself with a scarf. While her friends agreed she had was happy except for one thing, she sometimes didn't want to go back to her flat at night because of the presence and the dreams.
So she hung herself.
She hung herself, and she was having these...
Just fucking move.
I agree.
Move.
Yeah.
But the $1.3 million, what are you going to do? You're going to lose the fucking house. That's a lot of money.
But so you want to
sell it for what? $700,000?
You tell them.
You're going to lose.
You tell no one.
Hire a private investigator. Yeah. Scope it out.
The Ghostbusters or what?
There you go, dude. Yeah. I'm trying to find the shortest one we have now. Do you guys want to hear about the Saw?
Like, what do you mean, like the movie?
Okay,
Saw?
The Saw. This is get ready to scream again. We won't say we're sorry. You're the one who keeps screaming. Okay, so here we go. In June 2011, emergency services dispatched an ambulance to the home of 65-year-old Barry Hepburn. Barry was a retired sports car enthusiast and a paraplegic. He'd been left wheelchair bound in 2000 after being shot by a neighbor in an argument. Barry had told the emergency operator that he was bleeding heavily and they feared the worst. As he had fallen silent during the call, they certainly weren't expecting what they found, which was the shock of their lives and the grisly stuff urban legends are made of. Barry, who had lost all feeling in his legs, had made an enthusiastic attempt to remove one of them with a hacksaw. He had recently become despondent because he was having so much trouble getting into and out of his beloved sports car, and his overtures to his doctor about amputation had thus far been rebuffed. Barry had apparently decided that if he began the surgery himself, doctors would have no choice but to continue. When the paramedics arrived, his right leg was almost totally detached. Jesus. The plastic sack he'd used for a tourniquet covered in massive amounts of blood, and his bag was sitting beside him, neatly packed for the hospital. That's just crazy. Like, what the fuck news is that, dude? So, anyways, that's all I got for
some freaky shit,
scary, spooky stuff. And you got any more Star Wars shit? We got all month to do it, so I mean, we're not in a rush to fucking go through these, dude. But I got some good stories too, man.
Cool, man.
All right, dude.
What about Santa Ana High School? There were some weird stories I remember
about the auditorium.
Yeah, that. There was a girl that hung herself up at the top as well, or she fell from the top.
She was getting like there was some shit going up there and
like what getting nasty.
Getting nasty up there, and she slipped on something and fell.
on some white liquid,
not mayonnaise, but some white liquid.
I knew that chick. Anyways, we'll talk about that off air.
and you know what? That going with that same story.
Yeah, go for it.
They used to say that on the track at nighttime, people used to run at nighttime there just as well to try to lose weight, whatever. But they would sense like there was somebody running with them. Because somebody said, dude, somebody was right behind you. You didn't see them.
Someone died. My dad went there. And he said there was a track guy. And his heart fucking exploded. And he died right there on the track when he went to high school there.
Crazy.
So that might have been or fucking Julio running in the dark right next to you.
I'm pale Julio.
There you go, man. All right. You guys can find us at Comic Syndicate. You guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.com. Adam, commercials.
Go to our website, thecomicsyndicate.com. You'll see two banners, one orange, one black, and other banners. But if you're going to buy shit from Amazon, go ahead and click on that orange one and buy away. I would bookmark it so you don't have to keep going back and forth and forget. And whatever you buy, we get a little piece. And if you're buying stuff from Amazon, you really should be having Prime. It's awesome. It's like $100, or you can do payments of like $10.99.
Free shipping, next day shipping,
You get free books, you get free music. They really take care of you, Amazon.
Yeah, so. All the listeners that have jumped in and helped us out, supported us in that way, we totally appreciate it. We've got time. I don't have anything second half.
What the fuck?
we haven't seen you, man. What's new with your life?
I think last time I was here, I had probably just got a promotion at work, and I was kind of trying to find my way, see what I was doing. And it's still
here.
No, it wasn't here. No, last it's time
his place.
No, it wasn't yours.
Oh,
maybe in the yours.
Garage
in the back.
In the back.
You were here episode 100. Then that was your last.
Yeah, remember when we did the cake.
That was episode 100.
The cake and all that. Everybody
getting all mad at because me and Sergio fucking around.
Me and Sergio were getting a little drunk already. Sergio and I
were pounding.
I went home a little tipsy.
That was a fun podcast.
That was good.
But Jester and his lawyer.
It's funny you mentioned that. Okay, if that was your last episode, every 15 episodes now, what I'm doing is episode 150. We had Sergio on and we did like more games type of shit. So every 50 episodes now, I'm trying to come up with a game and get you guys all together. Because, again, I love having you guys on, but it's going to be a fun game. Did you have fun episode 100? Minus the jerk?
Yeah, no, it was really good. It was,
the questions
it was,
and everything.
It was cool. No, all the questions were right on.
We're fun.
Cool. You know, the we're fact right that you got it all planned out, it was...
We found producer. A lot of stuff about other people. You know, you like to
shut the fuck up. Go back to episode 100.
You like to fluff guys.
That's right.
Well, you gotta listen to episode 150. Let me know what you think of that, of those games and questions, because that was another good one.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
But yeah, dude. All right, you guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.com. Share the podcast more than anything, guys. We'll be right back with Comic Talk.
Comic Talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back.
Comic talk. All right, man. Before we hit news, you said you watched something.
Luke Cage. Big Luke Cage.
That guy's a beast. I have a man crush on him, dude. He's a stud.
He's a stud. He takes care of business. I saw the first 6-7 episodes.
Cool. What'd you think?
I liked it. It was
better than Jessica Jones. I really love Jessica.
I think they need to work on him. The only thing they need to work on him is his action skills.
Okay.
They look a little
too choreographed.
Yeah, like he's still like real stiff, throwing people around.
Okay.
I think they need to work it, but the show itself, it's pretty good. It's just
as good as the other ones so far, Jessica Jones and Daredevil.
I think so. Okay. But it's all
connected.
Black people. No,
that's true. Wrong with that. Yeah. They didn't want to make it like a black exploitation show, but they kind of do like current. I guess
they're like the only white guy is a detective. He dies.
Well, let's spoilers. Let's ruin shit.
Is it like Superman's Bizarro World or what?
No, it's a good show.
Okay, cool. Sadie, what are you watching on TV? What are you digging on?
Man, when I get home, if I stay up watching, lately it's just all football right now.
Me too.
All football.
During football season, that's all I want. Anyways,
you know what? I was watching this other show. I just happened to stumble upon this thing called The Get Down. Like, once again, about black dudes. It's just, it's like in the 80s, late 70s.
Cool, that's
The DJ, like Grandmaster Flash.
Oh, sweet.
Kind of like the story a little bit behind that and how they teach some other kids.
So like underground?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a cool little.
What station is it?
Six episodes. Netflix.
Oh, dope, dude.
It's on Netflix. Check that out. It's like 6 episodes only. The first one's like 2 hours long and the rest of them are an hour. It's not a bad little show.
Right,
my wife actually liked it. She's like, let's watch that skating show. It was nothing to do with skate. She just thought it was another one of those ATL or something.
Oh,
that movie.
I don't know,
something like that.
Okay, cool, man.
But it was cool. You get that not a bad show.
Well, it was funny though with Luke Cage. They had a little clip that was hilarious. He gets out to somewhere and he needs clothes. Puts on these fucking. These jeans and the yellow,
the old school
yellow with his, and he's all like, God, I look like a fucking moron. He
awesome.
Takes it off.
Like a disco guy or what?
That's his old
his
outfit.
Original
like
costume
pimp?
In the costume.
Yeah,
in
like
the comics.
Just like this
zoot
suit. It's like a yellow shirt where you can see his buff chest, but like,
yeah, it's
like
fucking
bandits.
Hilarious.
Like, you know, for the time though, he's an old character that's been around, but like.
He has this
Luke
thing.
Cage.
Luke Cage. It's good. And weird fucking.
I thought you had said Luke Kang.
Weird tidbit on that too, dude. Nicolas Cage, that was his favorite comic book hero as a kid.
Luke Cage.
Yeah.
He said Nicolas.
Yeah.
I hate Nicolas.
Okay, well, same here. He's a shitty actor. Don't get me wrong. But he's a comic fucking guy. And so his last name is not really Cage, but he loved Luke Cage as a kid, so he changed his acting name to Cage. So
really?
Because he's related to
I like Nicolas Cage.
The guy who did
Get out of here.
Face Off was good.
Mahoney Bird.
Let's go.
God,
exactly.
God, dude. All right, dude.
Suppose he's a vampire. You're that stupid rumor.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people like that, too. I'm a vampire, too, but I don't get any sleep, and I don't see the sun that often. Anyways, news. We have Fast and Furious director Justin Lin to helm Hot Wheels film. So the guy who's doing the Fast and Furious movies is going to do a Hot Wheels movie. So it's going to be, what, fucking Fast and Furious 9, 10, 11, and 12? Pretty much, anyway.
Stop it.
The Purge is about to commence as a TV series.
I saw The Purge. It's actually pretty good. They get better.
True. I
saw part
like
one.
It.
I haven't seen the second one.
I haven't seen the third one.
Oh, there's
I'm
three?
Like,
three?
Good.
The third one just came out. That's
there's
the
three
election,
purges?
Election
it's
year.
Good.
The fuck, where have I been?
Next one, I don't know about this. M. Night Shyamalan ventures into animated comedy with Fox TV series. I hate the guy, minus The Sixth Sense. Besides that guy fucking can bite me.
You like science?
No, I'm... No, none of them were good.
Science was all right.
Science is okay.
All right, next one. Kirkman confirms Walking Dead comic and TV series will end differently.
Okay.
Do you watch The Walking Dead?
No.
Yeah, neither do I.
I watch it a lot, so we're trying to figure out who he kills. It might be different from the comic
that's
book.
That's exactly...
There's a ton of episodes, right?
Yeah,
like The Walking Dead,
but they're easy to watch. Like, you get
30 minutes or an hour?
No, it's an hour, but you get through it quick. It's really
so
good.
So much good shit now that I have no.
You
know what though? What's cool is that like today I was at work. I have my two screens. I got to do all my paperwork and emails and shit. But I also had my iPad like right here. Mm-hmm. I spent like 6 hours inside my office locked. I was just documentaries and other bullshit.
Good man.
No. Okay. I twist when I get home.
Okay, speaking of, dude, since you took it to media type of deal, dude, I've been getting hit up for episodes. So I've sent friends like episodes randomly. They'll hook me up. What's the best way you guys listen to podcasts?
What do you mean? Like,
when I'm on the road.
You're okay.
Yeah, when I used to work security, I used to listen to a lot.
Office.
On the road.
I use Stitcher app, and I listen to all my podcasts, sports, news, history, everything on Stitcher. I'm anti-Apple, so I don't have iTunes.
Boo.
You do, though.
I love it.
You guys, there is a Podbean app, though, that you can download. And that's the service that we use to put our episodes up. What do you say?
I do iTunes.
iTunes.
Okay, I do cool. iTunes, yeah.
All right, so guys, those are three ways to find us.
I used to do a lot of iTunes.
Download any podcast app and just type in the Comic Syndicate and share it from there. Give a thumbs up on them, give a plus sign so you can subscribe to us from there, and you'll get notified every time we're up. So, fuck it, alright.
Or else we lose one.
There you go, it happens sometimes. last one's gonna be Spider-Man Homecoming has wrapped filming.
Good.
And the movie comes out July 7th, 2017. Robert Downey Jr. is gonna come out on that one too. So, jazzed for that, dude. Go for it, man, wherever you wanna take it, Adam.
Okay, I read Teen Titans number 1. I really liked it a lot. So we got Beast Boy having a great time in L.A. throwing a party without his team to buzzkill it. However, we kind of see that this is a way of him trying to deal with the loss of his buddy Tim Drake.
Red Robin.
And drinking and partying is a way of not thinking about it, what is going on in the real world. So after a failed attempt to get some love from this chick in the pool, you guys are real dick.
Okay,
he turns himself into a fucking dog.
So he's...
So these are a little more adult. Teen Titans?
No.
Oh, he's getting drunk?
Okay.
It'll show it on Nick then.
There were no naked pictures.
It's not that. It's the same type. It's the same team, but... Fuck, they gotta be...
19,
18. Teens, 20?
Not at 20. Teens, late teens. The only one who isn't is Starfire. She's the only one who's like... Anyways,
that's sad.
She's
fucking hot.
When the chicks that cosplay as her, I have a picture on Instagram. I'll pull it later. Anyways, yeah, hot dude. These women.
So it's a kind of. They don't show anything bad. Yeah. They just.
Then I don't want to read it.
I know, right? I'm like, oh, it's Megan. So he's a dick to her. He tries to get her number and he.
He's smooth at first, but once he's like, well, let's jump in the pool, and they start undressing, they jump in the pool. He's Beast Boy, so he can turn into any animal. And to impress her, he's a jokester, turns into a giant shark.
It scares the shit out of her. It's like, oh my god, my grandpa died from a shark.
Yeah.
You know, so
she takes best off. Opening line ever.
So after that, he's taken out in the pool. Someone electrocutes him and takes him. And so after that, we see Starfire, you know, and the man that...
I'm going to review that.
Check the art in this is really, really good. She's looking to put an end to some human trafficking business somewhere in Africa, but is tricked to take down. She's tricked into taking the guy taking her down, like Beast Boy. So she's tricked, and she's taken. The last two are taken quickly: Raven and Kid Flash. Of course, we all know who has taken all these members of the Teen Titans.
And the cover gives it away.
Yeah, the cover. But you know the way he does it is
very
like,
stealth.
Very stealth and very, very thing. I do like to point out. How Damon was able to take them. He used their personalities against them. Mm-hmm. He did his homework. You know, Kid Flash stops to help this person that looks like he's in trouble. It's actually a robot, and it takes him down. Or even Starfire rushing to save a young person from being kidnapped. but was just tricked into getting the guard down. This comic book is...
The art and the writing was really good.
It's really, really good.
Go ahead. So at the end, he has them all locked up.
And he's there standing with this giant fucking...
With a, yeah, his beast fucking, I forget what his name is, but yeah, his giant.
It's pretty bad. Pretty good. So good. I liked it. It was good.
All right, the first one I'm going to hit, dude, I didn't read a lot, honestly, dude, is going to be Nova number 11. Sean Ryan is the writer. Corey Smith is the artist. Andrea Mosa is the inker. Nova 11 starts off with Sam finally finds the world mind. So he's been looking for how his helmet gets powered. And more importantly, he went to outer space to find his dad. What he came across was this world mind that is all the Novas that have died previously or throughout the history. This world mind has like a library. So Sam jumps in and he's talking to this world mind. He's like, do you know, so you have access to my dad. Do you know where my dad is? No. So my dad's still alive then? Yeah, I have no records of him right now. It's like, have you heard of Richard Rider? He's like, Richard Rider? He's like, I kind of think I remember Richard Rider, but I can't access his records. Sam's like, are you Richard Rider? And it's weird because the way he talks to young Sam, it's like, you know what? I am. Like, I'm part of this world mind now. I'm helping people. I'm helping the Nova Corps. We started to help people, to help the universe, to protect the universe. And the more Sam talks to him, the more he's able to fight this or get away from this world mind where he's like, holy shit, I forgot who I was. I am Richard Rider. And so they're having a talk as Richard Rider talking to Sam, and he's like, Sam tells him, I'm about to hang up the tights, dude. I don't know if I can do this anymore. I'm killing my family. I work too much. I don't see anybody. My friends are starting to hate me now. He's like, "What? I'm ready to bail." And Richard Rider talks him out of it. Like, no, you have a power. You're supposed to do something with it. And this kid's got to be, what, 14 years old, Sam?
Mm-hmm.
So very cool as the story progresses. It's still that. And he's like, what are you worried about? What's the thing that worries you the most? My mom. She's worried about me. I need to be there for her. All right? Your mom knows you're Nova. What else is it? That's basically it. Okay, cool. Well, you know what? I'm going to give you this gift. And it's, talk about it. So anyways, it goes back to, like, their conversation. And he's like, so Richard, why don't you go back home too? Or why don't you become a Nova again? He's like, I can't. This is my job now. Like, I'm supposed to protect everything. I can't go back to the person I was, have a normal life on Earth as a human anymore. So it's a good little pep talk. Pep talk gone good.
Interesting.
No shit, right?
Yeah, supportive friends.
You're fucking fat. You can't move. You got stairs. You got to climb into the truck.
There's two steps going in, man. I don't know if you're going to be able to.
I like how it wraps around, but that's pretty much it. So he finally goes home. He gives his mom. He's like, Mom, I'm a Nova. I have a job to do, but I was given this. Now with this thing, this contraption, you can find me wherever I'm at in the universe at any time. And if you need me, you can call me. Like,
oh, that's cool.
Cell phone type of deal. So that's what Richard Rider gave him. And it's cool because he's like, the world mind's calling me back in, so we kind of have to say goodbye right now. So at the end, the epilogue of this story is pretty much Richard Rider goes home too. Like, talking to Nova, talking to a kid, he's able to realize too, like, maybe it's time for me to go back home. Like, I don't need to be doing this job anymore. And that's what the epilogue was. How did you like the art in that, Sadie?
It was pretty cool, man.
Pretty dope, right? So that's the story.
Richard,
yeah, I like it, dude.
Richard Rider, he got trapped.
Yes. And they talk about that with Thanos and Star-Lord.
Star-Lord, yes.
From Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. So, yeah, he talks to him about how I was in a pocket dimension the whole time. So it was cool. One of the books of the week for him. Cool. I only read two, so.
I read Remenders 7 to Eternity. That's actually last week's book, but I wanted to read it. And we got Remenders back with a new title. The art is beautiful.
We like Rick Remender, though.
I love him.
You love him.
Like, yeah.
Total action.
No joke. Yeah.
A father and daughter are hunting, and we see his father isn't well. Their hunt is cut short as the weather is getting worse, but some kind of lightning storm starts to attack their small village. So it's not like, oh shit, here comes rain. It's like, oh shit. Something's coming with the rain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something's causing it. The older of the bunch calls onto some being of power, and it grants him this giant sword. So it's kind of like a fantasy type book. This skeleton being wearing a hoodie has a flute, and he plays it, and like these dogs come out of like the ground and they start attacking the old man. This being knows the old man, and it looks like he had a run-in with this Mud King, which is the main bad guy in this book, and now it's time to collect. And the old man takes his blade and stabs himself before, like samurai style, like, fuck it, you're not gonna take me. Mm-hmm. Better to die than to be a slave is pretty much what he tells the guy.
Okay, I like that, dude.
Before passing, he tells his son, which was the guy that was sick, to never hear the Mud King's offers. So if you stay away from him, make sure you don't listen to him. Okay. So the guy that's sick, his son, his name's Adam, decides to disobey.
Those guys are jerks.
Yeah, fuck Adams. Right? First sinner, dick face, you know, except for me. This stranger...
So you're describing yourself. Right?
Jesus. Is he giving me lost my concentration? This
dick face.
Dick face. All right, here we go. So disobeys.
I'm back on track.
He goes and tries to hunt this Mad King, knowing that he has no chance. This strange world is really beautiful. The art, the way they do the scenery.
Did you catch who the artist was?
I have the book. I'll tell it at the end.
And I want your opinion on the art on that one. Go for it.
He finally makes his way to the city, and everyone there knows who he is and blames him for leaving. Kind of like, you see, you know what? What the fuck are you doing here? You fucking left us when we needed you. So this guy has, like... He had some business earlier we don't know about. So maybe he was like a war hero.
Yeah.
And he took off with his family. He meets up with the Mud King, and he asks Adam, and they end it with this, will you hear my offer? So he's already face to face with this bad guy. Right, he's sitting on a crown, on a throne.
How's the art though? You like it?
The art is top notch. Let me get you right here. The artist is
Jerome Pena.
Yes.
So they were doing New Avengers together?
Were they?
Avengers. Because
this looks way better than New Avengers.
All New Avengers.
Look at this.
But that's Pena. Oh, fuck. No.
No, man.
Pena, he's doing another title with. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's pretty much the end of the comic. It's just beautiful art. So I like it. I'm going to keep reading it.
Right on, dude. I need to read something. All right, the last one I'm going to hit is Book of the Week for me, dude. It's going to be December number 15. Jeff Lemire's The Writer. Dustin Nguyen's The Artist. I talk about this fucking comic a lot, dude. It's pretty much a futuristic society where robots were made cyborgs type, if you want to look at it like that. And little kids of cyborgs are made so to help families. Like, you know, all right, well, fuck. I don't have anyone to babysit my kid, so, you know, let's have some little innocent child robot that's programmed to take care of these people. These harvesters are these actual robotics or even Skynet type of deal, although they don't have control of, you know, data, I guess. But it's really cool because this is now a story about Tim. So Tim 21 is the original cyborg boy that was made for Tim, his exact duplicate, to take care of him because his parents were always fucking busy working and, you know, taking care of this planet they were living on. It starts off really strong with what Tim went through when the attacks started happening and how Tim 21 he's now shut down because of the attacks, and Tim is growing up now. We see what he went through as a kid, and he's lost, and he finds some people, some rebels trying to escape the planet, and he bails out with them. So now he's an orphan. He's like, I don't know where my mom is. Some lady takes him in. All right, we'll put him with the other kids. And it's all these people trying to get off the world. He ends up becoming or going into an orphanage because that's the story. He meets some girl that he ends up falling in love with. I think her name was Essie. And very cool how they have a bond right off the bat as kids. And he's like, I think my mom's dead. And he doesn't say, he just, I think my mom's, and then she's like, yeah, I think my parents are
high
moms.
Five, right? Jeez.
Yeah, so that they have that bond right off the bat. They go to the same orphanage, and it goes through their relationship, and how Tim has this really strong feeling like, I need to kill all fucking tech, all droids, fuck these people. Like, they killed my parents, so that's my job now. So he tells her. So it jumps in from, like, maybe 5-6 years old to 14 years old. So 7 years later, and he's talking to her. He's about to leave the orphanage, like, I just want to let you know I'm going to take off. You said you were going to leave with me, or you were going to take me with you if we were going to leave. He's like, yeah, but I really have to do this alone. So he goes, and she's like, no. And you can see, like, she's falling for him. So she gives him a kiss, like, I want to be more than your friend. Very cool story. And that's the cover, dude. And check it out, because I love Desmond Wynn's art, dude. It looks like he
do better.
Draws are on...
I like how it accentuates only a section, and then it kind of gives you a like an interpretation of what should be there, but it, you don't have a clear picture of it. You know what
and
I mean?
It's kind of watercolor based.
Yeah, too. Yeah. It's
as
it's
they
really
get
cool.
older, she finally gets tired of it. She's like, Tim, I can't do this anymore. He's becoming an adult now. She's like, I can't do this killing robots with you anymore. Like, they enter a facility where he's like starts. Taking out fucking incubators full of fucking these machines, and she's like, no, I can't do this anymore. She bails straight up. He's like, but I thought you wanted to be together with me. Yeah, but not if you're gonna, this is your job now. I'm tired of you doing this job.
She wants to be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, that's
like
exactly
a,
what
she has like a burnt face.
Okay, so it goes into now years later. So she stayed on this planet, and she's kind of fighting for the robots and their freedom, like, you know, they have rights too, so they're not doing anything, they're innocent, these particular robots haven't done anything. So she goes to help out one of them, and she kind of gets tossed in a lava pit via fucking Star Wars.
Okay.
So that's how she gets burnt. She loses her arm, kind of. So she's in the hospital, and Tim shows up finally. He's like, well, they still had me on your records like I was the next of kin, so let's get this tech off of you. I'm going to take it to a better hospital. She's like, no, this is a part of me now, and you want to kill people like me, type of deal, so just leave me. And it goes to what's going on
fucking
now.
Drama.
Yeah, but it's good. The way Jeff Lemire...
She'll find some robot action.
Kind of, yeah. But it's just her arm, and even she looks like a punker chick, dude.
Yeah, she does look like a punker
chick. And she looks dope, dude, and I love fucking punker chicks anyways. But anyways, dude, so it was good, worth reading. I love this title, dude. It's fucking dope. Check it out, guys. That's all I got.
Cool, man.
All right, dude. Fucking, we can hit something real quick.
It's hot in here. Should turn the fucking air on.
You should have, dude.
It's all good.
But it's late now. All right, dude. Sadie. Mm-hmm. Where can our listeners find you?
Still find me at let me see, on Instagram under King_Sadie1.
Still don't like that name.
Hey, and I'm still winning.
No.
And then I don't even remember my Twitter. It's probably just Sadie.
Fuck.
At Sadie Morales.
El Sadie.
El Sadie.
El Sadie.
Very cool, man.
So,
all right.
Yeah, same old.
All right, so Gilbert said to toss out the episode once we put it out, so if you want to give some love and some shout-outs to him, dude.
Hey, man.
Retweet the link, dude.
Yeah. Oh, I will.
But go for it.
It was cool to see, you know, every single time I see him, it's just, I always tell him the same thing. It's just like, you know, you make your family proud, continue to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
Not much, you know, he's been... hit up by every single person all the time, and it's
and I don't like pulling them away.
But you know, and the thing is that we know how hard it is to be in the limelight.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, we're just gonna go out there and just support him, no matter what. Every time he fights, we make it a big deal.
Yeah,
I mean, we're watching him, we're cheering him on, and so
and he's a good guy when it comes down to it.
Yeah, he hit me up right after that too. That they were going to go down to, like, Dave and Buster's, you know, if you wanted to come out.
Yeah, same here.
I couldn't make it.
I got to go to work tonight.
Yeah. But I told him I'd hit him up, because I'm going to actually take a trip up north. Hopefully by the end of the year, if not early next year. And I told him I'd hit him up, and I'll go out that way and see him.
Yeah, most
see
definitely.
His facility.
Guys. Yeah, definitely, dude. He's based out of San Francisco now, guys. He gave some good input, some good advice. You guys can find him at Gilbert Melendez on Twitter and Instagram, I believe.
Yes.
So, Adam, where can our listeners find you, man?
Find me at Mem the Beaner at Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter. You guys can find us at Comic Syndicate 1 on Twitter. You guys can find us at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram.
Yes.
Download, subscribe to the podcast, guys. Share the podcast. We know we're an early podcast, but we killed this in less than an hour, dude. We do this fucking all night.
I'm glad you came.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for having.
Again, dude. Great seeing the guys, dude. More than anything, dude. And you felt that camaraderie again, dude. When you get everyone together.
And it's funny because, like, as soon as we get around wrestlers, you get like this, like the blood starts rushing. Just in case you're like, what's up? What the fuck? We're gonna go again or something?
Yeah, dude.
Everybody's eyeballing each other. But
if somebody puts their hand on your shoulder, it's like, what?
Yeah, you get a little crazy. But
it's a good feeling, dude.
It's a good feeling.
More than anything, dude. Like, yeah, and then. not seeing anyone in so long, we always pick up like there was no time nothing between. Exactly. That was that camaraderie. That was cool.
Yeah,
I love it, man. So thanks, man, for jumping on. Next time you want to jump on.
Yeah.
Sure. Hit us up, man. Sure. You're more than welcome, dude.
Right.
You guys can find us next week. You guys can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, share the podcast again. Catch you guys next week.
Peace out.